It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing? It is your faithful host, Kent Clothier, here today. Glad you are joining me. Got a great, great episode lined up for you. Going to talk about how to go out and build your tribe. We get into a lot of cool stuff on the episode today. We're going to kind of break some stuff down here. A lot of people want to know how to become a person of influence in your market, how to kind of leverage the market, make things come your direction versus you always having to go out and chase money. So we're going to talk about it a little bit today and see if we can't connect some of the dots and help you. I want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by our upcoming Extreme Freedom 2017. Going down in October in Phoenix, Arizona with my very good friend and business partner, Sean Terry. You do not want to miss out on it. It is always a must-see event. It is something that I can tell you time and time again, we get testimonials from people like, man, that particular event was the one where I got introduced to Kent, got introduced to Sean, really began to make things happen, understood exactly what to do, got to hear you guys live, got to understand the systems, understand the processes, understand how to make things happen. So if you can make it happen, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you, get to Extreme Freedom. For all information, to go check it out, to figure out how to get there, just go to kentclothier.com/live. That is kentclothier.com/live. And all the information about that event and any of our upcoming events where you can see me live are going to be right there for you. So again, thanks for tuning in, and let's kick this sucker off and let's have a good time. See you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's broadcast of the Time Is Now podcast. I am your faithful host, Kent Clothier, here, and I'm looking forward to sharing some cool stuff with you guys. I want to talk to you today about a question that I got on one of our member comments here. And the question was, how do you go about building your tribe? And the context was, Kent, you guys, you seem to be everywhere I am. What are some of the things you're doing that kind of make all that happen? So let's talk about that topic today, because there's a lot of people that really want to know how to create this following, right? How do you create it? How do you get people that are highly engaged? How do you get people that want to do business with you that'll sit around for years? I mean, to this very day, I have people that come at me and they say, I've been following you for years and I'm just now doing business. I mean, that is a massive, massive benefit when you are able to engage an audience over a life cycle of years to the point that they finally transact with you in any way, shape, or form, whether that's buyers, sellers, education, whatever it is. So regardless of what business you're in, let's just kind of talk through what that looks like here. Well, the first benefit to that is what you want to happen is that you want to be able to earn somebody's trust. You want to be somebody to transact with you and get to know you and look at you as their trust agent to the point that, they're ready to actually give you money. That's the point of building the tribe. That's the point of doing all this, of going through all this effort. The challenge with that is that most of us are trained to be direct response marketers. I put a dollar into the machine. I run a Facebook ad. I run a Google ad. I run whatever it is. I send direct mail and I expect to get a dollar return almost immediately. And if I don't, then the whole thing sucks. And that's not this. It takes a lot of discipline to just sit there and do the work for the sake of the work. So the very first thing when it comes to building a tribe is you have to be doing what you love. Because if you are not talking about or engaging your audience or sharing information about something that you truly love, then I'm telling you, it's going to get really boring really quick and you're going to lose interest. And then all your efforts are basically going to go to shit and nobody's going to care. So you have to love it. You have to be doing it with your passion. I totally believe that. The second thing you have to do is you have to be giving value for the sake of giving value. What does that mean? If you go on our YouTube page or you're listening to this podcast or you go to kentclothier.com or realestateworldwide.com or basically any of our properties, you can clearly see that we are trying to share as much information as we possibly can. Whether that is on entrepreneurship, whether that is on leadership, whether that is on real estate investing, whether it's on how to build a portfolio, how to wholesale houses, it doesn't matter.
We are constantly trying to give away the house when it comes to information because we understand the value, and you need to understand the value of just bringing value to somebody's life. Who's the person you're trying to impact? What's going on in their head? What's the conversation happening in their head right now? What is the pain they're dealing with? You know, who's that person sitting on that? So in my world, you know, there's some guy sitting out there right now or some girl sitting out there right now. They're trying to walk away from their job. They got one foot in, one foot out. They don't know exactly what to do. They're a little bit lost. They got family. They got kids. They got a $45,000 a year job. They believe that this is possible. They really want to go off and fight for their dreams. They really want to go off and get into real estate investing. They've probably seen the infomercials. They've probably read a few books. They've probably watched a few videos. The circus just came to town and they actually went to a 3-day seminar and they're all hot and bothered and they're still terrified. That's the person I want to talk to because I know what that feels like, right? So that's the person I want to bring value to. So how do I want to bring value? I want to encourage them. I want to educate them. I want to inspire them. I want to truly give them the tools. I want to truly give them the systems. I want to make this step by step by step easy for them. And if I can do that for them and I can do it enough times in a meaningful way, in an authentic way, then more times than not, I'm going to win their trust and they're going to come to my side of the table. When they come to my side of the table, they know I'm going to take care of them. I've earned it. I've earned the right to help them. And so therefore, they are truly dedicated to me, my family, and our company and allowing us to play the role in their journey. And so I think that's really, really important. If you don't bring value, if you're just in it for the quick buck, then to build a tribe around it is very, very challenging. I don't know. Actually, I don't know if anybody's ever been able to do it. You look at somebody like Apple. I mean, they create this cult personality where doing business with Apple, if you really are honest about it, it's more than just buying the product. You kind of feel like you belong to this ecosystem for one reason or another. For some reason, and I don't know, and they've done an amazing job with it, right? They perpetuate that very, very well. But the very first thing they do is they make cool shit that actually works. So even if you bring value and you're trying to ultimately sell something, your stuff has to work as well, right? You can't be a douchebag and not have, you know, just out there pushing stuff that doesn't work. So all of those things being equal, let's assume that you kind of, okay, I'm bringing value, Kent. I'm really passionate about what I do and I'm willing to just go as long as it takes, years. You know, another really good example of somebody that did this perfectly, I mean perfectly, is my good friend Drew Canole over at FitLife. This guy put out 2 or 3 videos a week for years on YouTube. The first few videos, nobody was watching. For the first few years, nobody cared. And then all of a sudden, year 3, 4, 5, all of a sudden his videos are 10,000 views. Every time he puts one out now, there's like 50,000 views, right? He's got this massive million person fan page out there in multiple areas on juicing and fitness and all this kind of, and now he's become this personality. The dream, the perception has now become reality. So I would encourage you to remember that when you're putting out the value. If 8 people watch your first video, that's 8 more than that. You've given 8 people the opportunity to learn about you. That's the way you have to put that. Now you've got that going and you're just putting the content out there and you're giving back to the community.
Hey, this is Kent and thanks for listening to the show. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up. If you're interested in real estate investing and looking for a way to get started, go to thetimeisnow.com. Right there on the page, you'll see an opportunity to just log in and get a free copy of my best-selling book. It's a great way to get started, learn a lot about one of our most basic strategies in real estate called wholesaling, reverse wholesaling to be specific, exactly how you can get started right now. Got a whole list of resources in there, step-by-step instructions, everything you need. Again, go check it out at thetimeisnow.com.
Now, what are the tools that you can be using? You know, what are the tactical things that you can be doing to kind of, again, perpetuate this idea that you're everywhere all at once? Well, number one, retargeting is a massive way to do this. So any place you're driving traffic, let's just say you're driving them back to your blog, you have to have retargeting pixels on your blog. What does that mean? Well, Facebook and Google give you the ability to place a piece of code on your website. And so that anytime a visitor comes to your website, whether that is mobile or on desktop, from that point forward, that code is sitting on their device. And so now everywhere they go, every other website they go to, I should say, is a better way to say it. So when they're inside of Facebook, your ads, your face, saying, hey, it's still Kent, still here, got more information to share with you, is now on all the ads. It's in their newsfeed. When they go to Google and they go do, you know, they go look up travel on Travelocity, right? They go to Travelocity. Suddenly they see a picture of Kent with a video of me and say, hey, just want to let you know I'm still here. Still want to help you. The appearance to the user is that you are everywhere. And the reality of it is you're just being really smart. What's happening is that piece of code is there. So you're only showing that code. You're only showing those ads to the people who've already shown interest in you. And so in their mind, they're like, this guy is a rock star, or this girl is amazing. Holy shit, I'm going on CNN, I'm going on USA Today, I'm going on Yahoo, and this person is everywhere, which kind of perpetuates the myth that you're really a big deal, right? So that's number one. Number two is make sure that, again, by retargeting, that you retarget all your videos as well. So again, every time somebody goes into YouTube, which is the number two search engine in the world, they need to be seeing your videos in their feed. Every time they go anywhere on Facebook, they need to be seeing your videos in the feed. Video is the medium of choice now. People want to see videos. More video is watched on the mobile phones now than at any other time in history. You want to be there. You want to be encouraging and looking to be able on every social media platform. So go and look, make sure that you are engaging your audience on Instagram. You're engaging your audience on Snapchat. You're engaging your audience on Facebook. You need to be everywhere. You want to be omnipresent to them. And again, by everywhere, it's everywhere where they are. You may, the biggest mistake you can make is discounting the effectiveness of social media, right? Oh, that's where kids go. That's what kids do. No. This is what really smart people do that are trying to create a tribe. That they understand that when you have hundreds of thousands of people that are living and breathing your message, that are hanging on your every word, that when you go out and you do a social media post or you get on Instagram, that people want to engage with you, then they get on your podcast. These are things that really, really matter today. So again, it's make sure you're retargeting. Make sure you're using video. Make sure that you're on social media. Make sure that you're doing podcasts. It's a great way to share your message. And again, a lot of people get caught up, well, I don't really have anything to share. Then shut up. What are we talking about, right? If you're not passionate about it, back to number one, then you don't have anything to build a tribe around. I mean, if you are passionate about your subject matter, you're passionate about what you're doing, then you are looking for every way to get the message out there. Podcasts, videos, blogs, social media. You're so passionate about it. You can't wait to get in front of a camera. You know, there's people that, oh, Kent, I'm not really comfortable in front of a camera. I don't really like the way I look. Well, let me help you with something. That's the way you fucking look. Who cares? Deal with it. You look exactly that way to everybody. It's nobody cares. They just want to hear your message. Be passionate and utilize every tool that you possibly can to make it happen. So those are the distribution channels. And it is more about the passion, the purpose, and it's bringing value to somebody's life. The distribution models, they're evolving every day. And I would encourage you to use all of them, whether that's Periscope, Facebook Live. We could just sit here and do a whole thing about every distribution channel, right? Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook Live, Periscope. Now you've got Messenger on Facebook. That is another way to engage. ManyChat is another way to engage at this point. People are walking around with multiple engagement tools in their pocket every single day. If you can be everywhere they're going, then the tribe only gets stronger because they simply believe, and they're being led to believe, that you are such a big deal that you are everywhere all at once. Somebody that's doing an amazing job of this is Gary Vaynerchuk. Another one is Grant Cardone. I mean, you can't get on any platform, literally cannot get on any platform where you're not getting bombarded multiple times a day on every platform by these individuals. Now, granted, they've gotten to a level now where they have teams doing this on their behalf, but you can certainly grow into that. I mean, it's nothing to put people in places. There's all kinds of services and agencies that will do this along with you. Those agencies are much more inclined to work with you when they understand your purpose, when they understand your vision, when they understand the value you're trying to bring the community. They rally around that stuff. So creating meaningful content hand in hand with you to share on those platforms becomes infinitely easier because they understand what you're trying to accomplish. Again, this is not direct response, guys. This is about cultivating a culture, cultivating a vision, cultivating a mission that people can easily sink their teeth into and understand where you're going. You know, here's something that I'll share with you before we get off here. You're tapping into a very primal emotion with people here. And that is, we all want to belong. We're all looking for our tribe. We're all seeking it out. We're all trying to find the people that are like us that we can communicate with and hang out with and socialize with and rally around a cause with and go spend time with and break. We're all looking for that. It's the reason why people join country clubs. It's the reason why, in many cases, people join gyms. We have people that have joined our Real Estate Worldwide community and come to our events for this very reason, because we are their tribe. We are their fraternity. We are their, you know, this group of friends that they want to spend more time with. Our masterminds have become this, where people, this is their group. This is their tribe. This is what they want to be a part of. This is a primal instinct inside of all of us. And so if people are looking for it every single day, does it not make sense to give them the opportunity to connect with you? That cannot happen if you are just out there chasing money. It can only happen if you are completely dialed in on your core beliefs, if you're completely dialed in on your vision, completely dialed in on the value you're trying to bring to the community at large, and you are expressly getting that word out there in a very meaningful way, relentlessly, in an intentional way, unrelenting. I am not going to take my foot off the gas. I'm willing to put this content out. I don't care if it's 1,000 videos before I transact $1. I don't care if it's 1,000 social media posts, 1,000 Twitter. I don't care. I'm going to get the whole thing out there just because I believe the word's got to get out. When you approach it like that, then you'd be shocked at how many people will gravitate to the message, and it attracts and pulls them right in because they want to belong. Hey, hope that helps. It's been my pleasure hanging out with you guys again today. That is all we got for today. Keep tuning in. Make sure that you, if you have not already, subscribe to us on iTunes. Make sure you leave a review for us out there. Tell us again in the comments and the reviews more of what you want to see more of or hear more of. You can also go over to KentClothier.com or thetimeisnow.com and leave comments right there on the blog post as well. Till we meet again, see ya. Peace.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.